שיר לאילי נשמס אימי מורוסי חי ושלום עליהם. Okay, we're up to Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the last third of the daf. Sofek ubnei Yavam, shebo lachlok b'nichse Yavam lebosu depolig Yavam b'nichse Misna. What happens like this? We have Reuven and Shimon, our brothers, and Chanoch is a Sofek, whether he's a Reuven's son or Shimon's son. And Reuven, the Yavam, died, so Chanoch says that he's Reuven's son, he gets all of his, when the brother died. So the Yavam, who is, Shimon, says that he gets all of the Nechasim. But Chanoch says no. There's no Yibum here. I'm Reuven's son, so I get his whole Nechasim. And Shimon says, no, you're my son, and you get nothing in this. So the halacha was Yachloku. Shimon gets half of Reuven's Yerusha, and Chanoch gets half of it. Okay, so that they split up. Chanoch got half of Reuven's Yerusha, and Shimon got half of it. Now Shimon dies. So now Chanoch decides that he wants to be Shimon's son. So he comes and he says, I'm your brother, I'm your father's son, Shimon's son, and I'd like to split up the Yerusha with you. And they kind of know, you're our uncle's son, you're our cousin, and you have nothing in this Yerusha. Okay, so now, what? Who's the motzi? Who's
this guy wants a chelik in Yerusha?
No, fine. They also want a chelik in Yerusha. Nobody's a muchzik in it. There's no muchzik. Rashi said. Here we'll see. Maybe it's a little bit different. Okay. So now that's the new shaila. Chanoch already got half of Reuven's Yerusha, and Shimon got half of Shimon died. And Chanoch wants to have a chelek in. Now he claims that he's Shimon's son. Okay, before he claimed he was Reuven's son. He doesn't know who he is, so he can claim either way. So now the shaila is like this: Bnei Yavam Amrei. So the children of the Yavam, meaning Shimon's sons, say to Chanoch, "I see Raya Dachuna at Ushko." Right. So you bring a raya that you're our brother, and you can divide with us, but we think that you're our our cousin, not our brother. Omer lahu safek. So the safek answers and says the following: Monafshach. I have to get something over here. Why? I achuchen ano havli mansa bahadaychu. Right. If I'm your brother, then give me a share of the Yerusha. Okay, if there's three other brothers, give me a quarter. The I bar misnanov, and if I'm your cousin, I'm the son of Reuven, hovoli palga de poligavuchen badoi. If you want to tie into that I'm Reuven's son, then I should have gotten the whole Yerusha, right, originally, when Reuven died. And your father, Shimon, took half of it, because he claimed that I was his son. So if you want to claim that I'm Reuven's son, right, then give me back the half that you're getting now from your father that he shouldn't have gotten. If I'm Reuven's son, I should have gotten the whole Yerusha. So he says, Manavshach, either give me a quarter of this Yerusha, or give me the half of the whole thing, right, because your father got half of it because he claimed I was his son. If you're claiming now that I'm the other way, then give me back the half that your father took, Shalom Kedim. Rav Abba Omar Rav Kom Dina. So Rav Abba said the name of Rav. No, the first din is finished. He can't now reopen the first case. That was decided that they split. Misafik. That Safik was resolved, but it was resolved only mitzvah Safik. Now's a new case. The new case is still a Safik. So the guy can't say, give me back the other half. That's Kom Dina. that what's it called, that is a closed case, and he has no recourse to that. Now he's a regular Suffolk, right? Whether he has no Yerush over here, or he has a Chalik, and therefore he gets half of that Chalik. Okay. That's what Rav Abba said in the name of Rav. Rav Yirmiya Omar Hodr Dina. Rav Yirmiya says, no, we reopen the case. And Echanami, he can have that Taina. He can say, if you don't want to give me a Chalik, because you claim that I'm Reuven's son, if I'm Reuven's son, your father took half of the Yerusha, Shalok Adin. And therefore you're getting half of Reuven's Yerusha now, Shalok Adin. Give me back that half.
He'll lose three-quarters of what he's holding.
What?
He'll lose three-quarters of what he's holding.
Basically, yeah, yeah. Samara says, let's see Rashi till here. Lebosser de polig yovel, im sofek benichse misne, kedamorin le'el de cholkin. Right? Now this case happened after the first case. The first case is Reuven died, and Shimon and Chanoch are the ones that are litigating over here, right? Chanoch claims that he's Reuven's son, should get the whole thing. Shimon Tanya's Chanoch's his son, gets nothing. They split it. Then Shimon died. Now Shimon's sons want to yarshin him, and Chanoch all of a sudden says, hey, maybe I'm Shimon's son. I get a chelik. They say, what's it called? No, we don't think you're Shimon's son. He says, fine, if you don't think I'm Shimon's son, right, then I'm Reuven's son, then how did you get half of Reuven's Yerusha that you now are yarshing for your father? Give it back to me. So we said, Machlokas is, can he say that? Can he go back to the original case? Or no, that case is closed, and now it's this is a separate case by itself, and it has no bearing on the first case. Okay. I achuchen ano hovili manser gabaychu. I mishum deshakli ano palga benichse misna. Mahadrona lonu hahu lechu. Mahadrona lechu hahu palga. Venachlu kakol b'shavin. They nichse arisho minichse achlo. They can say the same thing to him. Right? If you're our brother, then you took half the Yerusha of Reuven shelo kedib. He says, fine, I'll give you back. Because Reuven was a pauper. So Reuven only had $100 that he gave over. So he got $50. Shimon was a multimillionaire. Right? So he said, you know what? I'll give you back the $25 that I got, and give me a chelik of the millions that you, a quarter of the millions that you had. Right? I'm willing to give you back $25. V'nachlo kakol b'shova b'nichse arisha m'nichse achro. We can go and show you nichse hayovam merubim v'aviv muatim. Right? Where the yovam, Shimon's nechasim are a lot. And the original guy was, what's it called, was only a little bit. So the original guy, Reuven, who died. So therefore he's willing to say, look, if you want to consider me Reuven's son, then you give me back half of Reuven's thing. But if you don't going to give back half, then I'll give you half back, because I consider myself your brother, and you give me a quarter, obviously four brothers, give me a quarter of the big Yerusha now of your father. Come, Dina. Acher shenasa din b'nichse hames, ein ze yochol lachzur la'aralein. Once that case was closed, he can't open it again. U'mashu shoil b'nichse hayovim amri le'aisi raya. Right, and now what you want now from our father's Yerusha, because you claim to be a brother, bring a proof. So we're going to split it half and half. You don't have a claim that either give me back the whole half that you took, or give me a quarter of the Yerusha. Hadr dina umahadr le'palga the nichse misna o plag kulo nichse b'shava. He can reopen the other case, and he can say manavshach. You can't have it both ways. Either give me back half of the original Yerusha, or if you want to keep it, give me a quarter of the of this Yerusha. Okay, now the Gemara says, that's the machlokas of Yirmiya and Rav. Rav Yehuda or Rav, right, Rav Yehuda or Rav. So Mara says, Lema b'pluksa da admon v'rabbona k'mithwe. This shaila, whether hodr dina or kom dina, whether you can reopen the first case, or once the case is closed, it's closed. Let's say it's a machlokas admon and the rabbona. And it comes up, these amoroyim are arguing in a machlokas tanoi. Disnan, nishaholech le medina sayom, A guy went to Chutzlaretz. Va'av delo derech sodeu. And he had a field which is surrounded by other fields, and he had a path through one of the fields to his field. But he was in Chutzlaretz for a long time, and he forgot, when he came back, he forgot which field he had the path, right, that he had bought the rights or given the rights, whatever, through one of the fields to his field. Admin Omar Yelech Biksara. Admin says, Manavshach, we'll see, he gets the shortest path. Okay, there's different paths that go through the fields. He gets the shortest one. Yodo al Tachton gets the shortest path to his field. More land than that he can't have. The shortest one. The Chachon Mormon, Mikalach Deru Me'amona, or Yifrach Ba'avir. Either he buys a helicopter, right, or he spends good money to buy a new path because he has no claim, we'll see in 1 second, on any of the people because each one says, wasn't in my field. The Havinan Bo L'Rabbonin, right, what's it called? The Havinan Bo. L'Rabbonin Shaper Kom, the Rabbonin looked into this case and they said, Shaper Komer Admo, right? The Maisa, he has a path here somewhere. So at least he should get the shortest path. V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hochamai Askinik, Yon Shi Kifua Arbo B'nei Odom Me'arba Ruchos. It's not talking where one person has all the fields that surround him. Then it's obvious he has some path here, right? And so the guy can tell him, I'll give you the shortest one. But it's talking where there are four different people around. So each one tells him, wasn't my field, pushes him to the next one. Next one says, wasn't in my field. So he is a motzi, Meghaderu, all of Arayan, all four. Each one, Tainas, I'm muchzik in this field, and you never had a path in it. So therefore, he has to go buy a path. He has no taina on any one specific person. He has a path here, what's it called, Monafshach, in one of the four fields, but we don't know which one. And each person, taina is not mine. Yehochi my taina to Admon. That's okay. Then why does Admon say that he gets, if he goes to each one separately, they're going to push him off? So why does he get the shortest path? V'omar Rava, ba'arbo de'osu mikoach arbo. And Rava said, no, if it was four people who bought these fields from four other people, or the arbo de'osu mikoach ad, or four people bought it from, originally one person owned these four fields, and he had a path somewhere, and if that one person would have remained with it, he would have fucking gotten the shortest path. But that one person sold the four fields to four separate people. Now, each one time is, your path wasn't in my field. It was in the other guy's field. Right? Kulei alma lo plige demotsu matchile. Everybody holds that each one separately can push him off, and he gets no path unless he buys it. Ki plige bechad de'oshi mikoach arba. Where originally four people owned the fields, and they sold it to one person. Now one person owns all these fields. Now the guy comes and he says, I had a path in one of the fields. You own all of them now. So my path is in one of your fields now. So give me the shortest path. Admin sover motzi omer lemi komakom darki gaboch. Admin says, like I just said, the guy can say, Manavshach, somewhere I have a path in one of your fields, since you own all four of them. So give me a path. Rabbanan Savre, the Omer Lay, right? The Rabbanan say, no, this guy now who owns all four fields can say to the guy who thinks who claims to have a path here somewhere, Ishaskis Shaskis. If you keep quiet and are willing to pay me for a path, fine. The Elo, and if not, Mahadrona Shtara Lemorayu, Velomotis Lashtiyadina Badaya. I'll give back the star to the original four people, and then go break your head and speak to each one separately. They'll push you off. You get nothing. Right? And then you have to pay a lot of money. I'm willing to sell you a path cheap if you keep your mouth shut. You don't keep your mouth shut, you want to claim that I should give you a path, Mimanavshach? Fine, I'll give back the star to the original four people and go break your head with them. And now I don't have to give you anything then. Lema Rabba Abba Domek Rabbanon. Rabba Abba said like the Rabbanon that case is finished. And now is a new case. So he can't say I'll give the star back. That case is finished. So we're dealing now with the way things are now. Rabbi Yirmiyah de Omer ka Admon. And Rabbi Yirmiyah held like Admon. No, just the opposite. Rabbi Yirmiyah held like Admon. That we say, Rabbi Abba, who said that, the guy could make this taina, right? Either give me back half or whatever in the original case, holds like the Rabbana, that the guy could say, if you keep quiet, fine. If not, and you pay me, fine. If not, I'll give the shtar back. In other words, you can open up the original case. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says that he can't say that in our original case, holds like Admon, that kam dina, that the din is finished and you can't reopen the original case. What?
That they get the land back.
Yeah, fine. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to lose the thing, not to give you a thing. Right? You want to pay me? Fine. You don't want to pay me? I'll be a rasha too. Omar l'chorabab, and maybe they'll give him back money. I'll give the star back, and they'll pay me for it. I'll be willing to give their fields back to them. Omer l'chorababa, anod da'amri afilu ka'admon. So Rababa said, no, I could even hold like Admon. Ad kan lo komer Admon hosom el mishum da'amr le mimonashach. Darki gabach. Over there, right, over here in the case of Admon, right, the guy says, monashach, you own all four fields. I had a derech. Now my derech is somewhere in one of your four fields, right? So therefore, monashach, you owe me a derech. Darki chad gabachu. Aval hocha mikol meimar hocha. But over here, the guy can't say manavshach. He's still a suffix. He doesn't know if he's Reuven's son or Shimon's son. So he's still only tiny me suffix. Over there, according by Admon, the guy has a vade taina. You bought all four fields. I vade have a derech in one of these fields. I vade have a derech somewhere. So give me a derech. Over here, the guy can't say I vade have a chelek. If I'm this way, this is thing. If I'm this way, he doesn't know for sure who he is. Over here, the guy knows for sure he has a derech. But Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Lecho, I know the Amri Afilu Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yirmiyah would say, I could even hold like the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hosim elevishim domer lei shoskis v'ilo madron ashtor l'morayu. Right, the Rabbanan say over there, you can open the first case because he could do something right now that will revert it back to what it was before. Give back the shtar to all four people. So I have the ability now to not just open the other case theoretically, but to revert it back to the way it was before. So Mela, it's not that we're opening the first case, we're reverting it back to what it was there. I can give the shtar back. And then the guy won't be able to get his derech because he'll be dealing with four separate people. I can't revert back to what was before. They already split. He can't go give it back to the dead guy. Here he's just saying, Manafshach, either consider me this or consider me that, Nisafik, and let's open the original case. That he can't do. There's nothing he can do to revert it back to what it was before. He can just say, if you want to consider it like this, then open the first case. You don't reopen the first case, Rashi. For of the derech sodeu, shehoisa sodeu mukefes misodus acherim. His sode was surrounded by other fields. V'hayelo derech al achas min haruchos ve'ofda, and he had a path through one of the fields, and he forgot where it was. Sheshachu aleizu min haruchos haisa. He was in a long time in Chutz Laaretz, and he forgot. Right, or he got old over there and became senile. He forgot which one derech. They have to give him the shortest route. Well, the common farshim wasn't said, when do they have to give it to him? If there's four separate people, why does anybody have to give him anything? Shaper komer admon tekasolka daita shekifu adam echad mikol ruchosav the omar urche gabehu. Right, we think now that one person owns all four fields, then he has to give him the shortest route because in his fields there is a derech somewhere. Arba b'nei Adam, where it says, no, it's talking where there are four different people. The chol chad v'chad matzila, each one says, wasn't my field. And you're a motzi mechaver of araya. I own the field. You want to take away a derech from me? Prove it. The osu mikoach arba, sha'arba anoshim machrum la'elu, So Mar says, if there were four people who sold to four people, of course they can be madcha. Even if it was one person who sold to four people, they also could be madcha. The shayla is only where four people sold to one person. That's the shayla. Ish shaskes shaskes. Then the guy could say, you want me, manefshach, to give you a derech because I own all four fields, but I can return the shtar to the original four, and then you'll get nothing. If you keep quiet, v'lo alo lecha b'dam yikarim. I won't charge you a lot for the thing, but I'll charge you something. Because if you don't want to pay me my meager fee, I'll give back the shtar, and you'll get absolutely nothing, unless you pay a big fee. They're not going to give it to you unless you pay a lot. Darki chad ishli rabach, v'taynes boriu, d'yodha mai katova minei. Mora says, no, over there, the guy is tining bori. I know for sure I have a derech. I don't know where the derech is, but I know for sure I have a derech. Here, the guy doesn't have a tinus bori. I know for sure I have a chelik. No, if I'm like this, I have a chelik here. If I'm like this, I have a chelik here. But I don't have a vade chelik, what's it called, the same chelik. It's only, each one's only misafik. Mikala meimar hachi, hola yoda maikotove mina. He doesn't know who he is. Ipalga benichse nisna, ipalga mansa benichse yavam. He doesn't know if he's Ruvain's, or what's it called, son, or he's Shimon's son, right? But he has a tain of misafik on both sides, but it's not a mimonafshof that he has a vaday, one thing over here. Umikoach shtei tainos hu bo'aleim. He only has a koach of two safik tainos, but not a vaday taina that I vaday have a derech over here. B'chol achas v'achas omru havirayim. Each one we say separately, bring a proof. Okay. No, finished. That's finished.
No,
you can't reopen the case.
No, you can't reopen the first case, but can you make a time on the second case?
Yeah, he has a time on the second case, but it'll be Holkin, and the most they'll give him is half of a quarter.
Yeah,
that's all, yeah.
He can time it both ways.
He can time it both ways, but we're only going to give you half of a quarter. But we can't say that since you timed it that way before, right, then Manifshach, either, you know, you're only getting half of that thing because of what happened before, so either we open the case before and change it or whatever, that he can't say. So we just judge this case on its own merits. On its own merits, you get half of a quarter. We're just going to finish to the Mishnah today, as long as that takes. And we finish with this Yerusha, even though the next Mishnah is loosely related to this also. Same. Okay. Next case. Sofek v'yavam shebo lachlok b'nichsei saba. Okay, saba over here is the father of Reuven and Shimon. Yaakov is Reuven and Shimon's father. Again, Reuven died without children, and Shimon is the yavam. And Chanoch is the child who may be Reuven's child, or he may be Shimon's child. Okay. So now the Sofek, who may be Reuven's child or Shimon's child, Chanoch, and the Yavam, who is Shimon, now are being choleg in the grandfather's Yerusha. Okay? Their father's father. Their father. Their father's Yerusha. That's the Saba. So, in other words, the father died. And so who would be Yoreshim? His two sons. So Reuven is no longer around. And if Reuven's son is, what's it called, is if Chanoch is Reuven's son, then he yarshins the father, his grandfather, and together with Shimon. So he gets his father's chelik, and Shimon gets his son gets his chelik. If Chanoch is Shimon's son, he gets nothing in the grandfather. His father gets it all. So that's a shaila. Sofik v'yovim shabol lachlo b'nichse saba. Sofik omar hai gavra bar misnehu. Upal gadidihu. Right? The Chanoch says, I'm Reuven's son, and I stand in his place to yarshin his father's Yerusha. And Shimon is, what's it called, is the other son. So I split it with Shimon. I get half, he gets half. Yavam omar ad bri, didiyat. Right? And Shimon says, what are you talking about? You're my son. and I get the whole Yerusha. Reuven's not around anymore. I'm the only remaining son. I get everything. And you're my son. You'll get nothing. V'les loch v'lo midi. You get nothing. Have a yavam v'adai v'sofik sofik. The yavam over here, v'adai has a chelet. Right? Because if the sofik is Reuven's son, the yavam still gets half. If the sofik is Shimon's son, the Yavam Shimon gets everything. So he, Vade, has Yerusha, and he knows who his Yerusha is from the grandfather. He gets either half of it or all of it, but he's a Vade Yoresh. And the Sofik is only a Sofik, whether he has anything in this Yerusha. If he's Reuven's son, he gets half. If he's Shimon's son, he gets nothing. The Ein Sofik mostly Vade, since the Yavam is a Vade in this Yerusha, and the Sofik's only a Sofik Bichlal in the Yerusha, so the Yavam is considered a Muchzuk, and the Sofik is considered a Motzi Mechavei Ovaraya. You prove you have any Chelik over here, and I'll give you half. If you can't, I get the whole thing. Okay, Rashi. Saba, Avi HaMesh VaHayavam. Saba over here is really not a grandfather, it's the father. It's the grandfather in case Chanoch is Shimon's son, it's his grandfather. But we're calling this guy Saba, right, because he is... What?
He's always the grandfather.
What?
He's always the grandfather.
Yeah. Right, either way. He's either it's Reuven's son or Shimon's son. Right, okay. So he's the grandfather of Chanoch. Right, okay. Okay, next case. Have a Yavam Vade, no. Yoresh. He's a Vade Yoresh. V'yodea mikoach mihuba. Umurzit benechasa. He knows who he's getting the Yerusha from. It's a shaila how much of the Yerusha he gets. But he for sure has a chelik, either half or whole. And he knows from who. V'lodomi lahi d'rab misharshid le'el. It's not like the case we had before of misharshid. D'hosom afagav the sofik ishle zechiyah b'nechosu mimon afshach. Even though over there he has a chelik mimon afshach, no matter who he is, he has a chelik, right? Afilo hachi lo choshi vaday. Over there he's not considered a muzik. Why? Delo yodem mikoach mihu ba lirush, mikoach mahu ba alehem. Because over there, he doesn't know why he has a chelik in Yerusha. But over here, it's for sure, I have a chelik in the grandfather's Yerusha. The shayla is only how much. Over there, the shayla is, I for sure have a chelik, but I'm not sure because of this or because of that. Okay. Next case. Safek ubnei yavam. The Safek and Shimon died. And now Shimon's sons, okay, Shabo Lachla Benichse Saba. Shimon died, and Reuven's dead, and the children of Shimon want to get their grandfather's chelik now. And what's it called? Reuven's son, who may be Reuven's son, Chanoch, also wants to get a chelik. Okay? Now, the Chanoch gets a chelik no matter what. If he's Reuven's son, he gets half. And the other two brothers, there's two brothers, two Shimon sons, okay, they get what's it called, the half, and split it up. So they get each a quarter. And he gets a half. That would how be the Yerusha would go if Chanoch was Reuven's son. If Chanoch is Shimon's son, then they split the entire Yerusha three ways. Each one gets a third. That's the two possibilities. So Sofik Omar Ahu Gavra Bar Misnu Upal Gadidihu. The Sofik says, I'm Reuven's son. I get half of the whole Yerusha right off the top. Half the Yerusha. And you can split up the other half. Ubnei Yavam Amrei Achunat. And the Bnei Yavam say, you're our brother. And you only deserve a third of the entire Yerusha. You're not going to get half off the top, and we're going to split the other half. But we'll split the whole Yerusha three ways. Achunaat umansa islach bahadon, and you have one third with us. So palga de kamodi lahu shakli, the half that he agrees they get, what's it called? Because half, what's it called? For sure they have manafshach. So the half that they can split up a quarter each, they get off the top. Tilta de kamodi lay shakli, the third that they say you're our brother. And you only deserve a third, so fine, give him the third. Less than a third he doesn't have. So they get half, and he gets an extra third. So that's already what? 5/6. Much posh lehudanka, 1/6 is left. Have imam and amutl besafik v'cholkim. That 6, they split up, each one gets a 12th. Rashi, palga de komodi lushakli, mishisha zehuvim milk nishlosha. If the Yerusha is worth 6 zehuvim, they get 3 off the top.
Which means he gets three off the top as well.
No, because they claim that he only really deserves a third. Right? He says, the best I am is half. But he was Moda that even in the best scenario, the other get half. So the half is out of the question. Now, he says, they say we're at least Moda that you're a brother. You don't deserve half, you only deserve a third. On that, they split. So on that, on that third that they, that their Moda, he gets a third off the top. So half they get, and he gets a third for sure. What's left? Right? 1/6. Right. 1/6. That 1/6 is where the machlokas is. Who gets that 1/6? He deserves it. You see, he deserves a full half. They tiny, you only deserve a third. Right? So therefore, they split that 6 between them. Rashi, tilta the komodile, shnei zehuvim, tilta the kulunach nichse. They say that they agree that he doesn't have less than a third. But they don't agree that he has half. Shakil deha amrulei achuna. They say you're our brother. You're not our uncle, but you're our brother. And therefore you get at least a third. The inu havi trei v'yushlishi. They're two brothers and he's the third. Pashdanka, the kiminsoile, that last 6 is what they're arguing about. Hai omr kula didi, v'hani amri kula didonu. He says it's all mine, they say it's all theirs. Notul chatzi ben shneim chatzi. They get half of it and split it, and he gets the other half of it. Okay. Saba v'yovam b'nichse safek. Okay, now, Chanoch died. Okay? And the grandfather is still alive, and the Yovam is still alive. Yaakov and Shimon are alive, and Chanoch died. So now, Saba v'safek b'nichse Yovam. Or Chanoch is still alive, and the grandfather's alive, and Shimon died. So now, what do they say? Shirashi, Saba v'yovam b'nichse safek. Saba omar hai bar misnahu. Right? The Saba says that this guy who died, Chanoch, was my son's son. Okay? The kivin de ein lo yoresh ani kodem. Who yarshins when there is no other yarshin, there's no sons, then the father gets before anybody else. Okay? And if there's no father, then the grandfather gets. So the grandfather says, I'm yarshining my son Reuven, who would have yarshined his son Chanoch, but he's no longer alive, so I'll get Reuven's Yerusha from Chanoch. So the whole thing is mine. And Shimon, who is the Yavam, right, he's a brother, he doesn't get the Yerusha. The Yerusha first goes to the father before it goes to the brothers. Brothers are after the father. Okay? The guy has no children, but his father's alive, his Yerusha goes to the father. If he has no father, the father's dead, it goes to the brothers. But it doesn't go to the brothers before the father. So therefore, the Saba says, I'm yarshining my son, Reuven, whose son died, who Chanoch, right? Chanoch was Reuven's son. I consider him Reuven's son. I'm yarshining the whole thing. And the brothers, the Yavam Shimon, gets nothing. Disnan, Ha'av called him v'chol yotzei reichot. The Yavam Omar benihu, v'ani yarshel, da'av called him. And Shimon says, what are you talking about? Chanoch is my son. And I yarshin him because I'm his father. Right? Not that I'm his uncle. And not his right. So therefore, it's Momen Hamutl b'safik chokin. Each one's an equal safik, and you split the Yerusha. Oh, Saba v'safik b'nichse Yavam. Or this grandfather and the safik are alive. and the Yavam died, Shimon died, and Chanoch and he, and the grandfather are arguing now who gets the Yerusha. She'ein li Yavam ben Acher, and the Shimon has no other children. So Shimon died, he didn't have any children, and Chanoch says, I'm his son, so I get his whole Yerusha. And the grandfather says, what are you talking about? You're my sons, you're my grandson from Reuven. And therefore, what's it called, you get nothing in Shimon's Yerusha. And I Yarshin Shimon, because I'm his father. So the Saba says, I get everything. And the Yavam says that he gets everything. So that's the Shaila. The suffix says he gets everything. Right? With the splitting up the Nichos and the Yavam. Shein li Yavam ben Acher. Saba Omar ad Bar Misna. Vani Yoreshit is Benib. Mokam Shein lo Ben. You are Shimon's son. And I Yarshin, what's it called, Reuven, my son, because he has no children. And the other guy says, no, I'm Reuven's son. And therefore, I Yarshin, my father. I'm a son. I come first. The Sothic Omra Binoani, the Ani Yarsho, Cholkin, the Dilmakula Dahai, the Dilmakula Dahai, the Ain Lomer Ha'av Vade Mugzak, the Mzeb Binoain Kan La'av Klum. And here, nobody's a Vade Mugzak. It's an equal Sothic, right? If you're this one's son, you have the Yerusha. If you're the other one's son, you don't have any Yerusha, and vice versa. And therefore, it's a regular case of Momen Amutl B'Sofik, Chokin. Okay, Adrenal
Why does it make a difference if the guy knows where his Yerusha
comes
from or not?
First of all, argues on Rashi. He says it doesn't make any difference. If you have a Vare Chelik, what difference does it make? Well, Rashi Shita is that unless you know for sure why you're yarshining, right, then that in itself is philosophic. You can't call a person a muhzik because he can't tell you exactly what he's muhzik in. All he can tell you is that after we're mavar, take all the spakers into thing, I have a chelik over here. But I can't say that I'm muhzik in that chelik because I can't tell you where it's coming from. That's how Rashi holds. Tosa says, what difference does it make? Lamaisa in the end, do you have a mavi chelik? Tosa is a different thing.